I have given you release, a new release. I am releasing you from bondage. I am releasing you from sickness and disease. I'm releasing you in your spirit that you might serve me. I'm releasing you from the bondage of the words of other people that have kept you in prison. I'm cutting you free, says the Lord. Those words have no power over you. They have no authority over you. I am the absolute authority. I am the one that gives you liberty and sets you free, that you may serve me, that you may have a new boldness arise in you, that you will no longer have the fear of man, that you will no longer be a people pleaser, that you will no longer please some other false authority, but you will be pleasing unto me. I'm releasing you from those words. I'm releasing you from those curses. I'm releasing you from unbelief. I'm releasing you from fear, says the Lord. You are not to fear. You are not to fail. But I am unfailing, and you will not fail. I will give you that power, that energy, that anointing, that strength to do my work and fulfill those things that I have called you. Yes, I have called you. I am the one that is calling you, the ones that I have called. And I am choosing you, the ones that I have chosen. And I have elected and selected you, the ones that I have elected and selected, even before the foundations of the earth. I knew you, and I placed you where you are today. And I will do what I have desired to do, designed you to do, formed you to do, and will do through you, as you will obey my voice, obey my command, and be in me complete, says the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. That word confirms what God told me while I was walking down that street. And I said, Lord, I know what 2021 was. You told me what that was, and you pressed me, pushed me into that word that you said was restoration. And we can see restoration here. And I said, Lord, we are far into this year. And what is this year? I knew last year was restoration. The church has been restored, and other things have been restored. Houses have been, you know, the things that were falling apart are fixed. That's the truth, you know. Is that not true? Yes. God has helped us with these things. But God has done great and mighty things in restoration. So I said, what is this year about? And there was no hesitation. I'm just walking and praying. And the Lord immediately said that this is the year of release. And I'm walking and I'm saying, well, that's it? And that's the only thing you're going to tell me? I mean, tell me more, Lord. He just did. He just finished that word. Now, he spoke a lot of things to me, but I wanted to know more about the year of release. What are you releasing us from, Lord? You know, I don't know what you're going to do. Well, that's what he's going to do. He's going to release us from that bondage. Whatever has held you in captivity, whatever has kept you back, whatever has caused you to have fear in walking in the gifts that he has given you, not to just have them and say, I've got this gift, I've got that gift, because the Bible tells us that everyone has been gifted by the Holy Spirit, that we have received the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. And when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, the Spirit of God indwells you. And he gives gifts unto you. There's no child of God that can say, I have no gift. Yes, you do. You have the unspeakable gift of salvation. You have the unspeakable gift of the indwelling of the Spirit of God. You have the unspeakable gift of Emmanuel with you, the Christ of God within you. You have the unspeakable gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You have the Spirit of the living God that lives in you. You're the house of God that he said that he would build his house. If the Lord doesn't build something, then we labor in vain. We can build all kinds of things. We can even build in the name of the Lord as the name dropper and not really build it for him. We may have our own agendas. We may have our own purposes. We may really be building our own kingdom and for our own glory. And God is not the builder and the maker of that. He's not in it. He's not receiving glory. Anytime we receive the glory, we are robbing God. The Bible tells us in the third chapter of Malachi, will a man rob God? If you have taken his name and used that name for your glory, you have robbed God. If you have taken the gift of healing and you have built yourself as the healer and not realized that it's by his stripes you're healed, and it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. If we take the credit for what God has done, what God has wrought, what God has paid the price for your healing and deliverance and your salvation, and every gift that you got, that we cannot take the glory for that. You did not gift yourself. You did not give yourself salvation. You received it from God. You were not looking for him. He was looking for you. You were not seeking him. He was seeking you as a lost sheep. And he found you, and the Spirit of God convicts you and revealed Jesus Christ unto you, for no man comes unto the Father without the Son, Jesus Christ, and no man comes unto the Son unless the Spirit draws him, reveals him. And so if you have a revelation of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, then you have everything that you need. Because with his entrance into your heart and life, so came the Father, the creator of all the universe. The Father came along with the Son. When you receive the Son, you receive the Father. When you receive the Father, you receive the Spirit of God within you. And when you receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost, the Bible tells you that out of your innermost being. Let me speak about this again. When the Spirit of God was given, the Holy Spirit was given on the day of Pentecost in the Bible. And the church was born. That was the beginning. That was the early rain. And we are anticipating the latter rain. But when he gave the Holy Spirit, there was a transforming power. It took very fearful Peter, who had denied Jesus 3 times. And he preached a powerful sermon. The thousands were added to the church that day. There was the beginning of the church. There was the beginning of revival. There was the beginning of a move of God that has never ended, by the way, but it was the former rain. And the latter rain is coming. But when you have received Christ into your heart as Savior and Lord, that because you are saved and because the Spirit of God is already given, the Comforter has come. He is within you. So when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, what happens? Out of your innermost being arises a river of life, speaking of the Holy Spirit. When you're saved, the Spirit of God is in you. If Father is in you, Son of God is in you, Holy Spirit. But when you're baptized in the Spirit, there is a river that flows out of you because you're submerged in it. He's not just indwelling you anymore. You have a submersion of the Holy Spirit of God. So He baptizes you in the Holy Spirit. So if you have received the gift of salvation, I invite you to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. As I was reading, I have volume of the written word of God that is in the audible voice. And He would speak and I would write. And I never read them. Since 2015, I rarely ever read that word. I was hearing more things, and I've got about 40 more pages that I need to read still of the old, but He's speaking in the new, so I'm writing more books right now. In the last couple of weeks, I'm writing, and so I'm not really wanting to read what He said in 2015 when He's speaking in 2022. So I don't want to miss what He's saying to be reading what He wrote, but In this book, The Voice of the Lord, it is very powerful what He said that He's going to do. He's going to pour out of His Spirit. He's going to pour out miracles. He's going to pour out signs and wonders. We have much to look forward to in what God has said He's going to do. And I heard this in my ear, and I heard it dictated to me. And I'm hearing it now because I hear Him. And I'm recording that, but that which is written, that which is spoken, that which we have heard, that which we have seen, that which we know because we've experienced that, is nothing compared to what is coming. And one of the words that I read that I didn't remember, of course, you're writing very, very fast because, you know, And His voice is slow, and every word that He speaks to me is in song. So thankfully He drags out some notes so I can hurry up and write what He's already said. And He's kind of waiting for me to get it written so that I can rehearse that. And I have all these volumes of it, and in one of those, He said so many times I would impart. I would impart His Holy Spirit. I would impart His fire. I would impart signs and wonders. I would impart miracles and deliverance and healing. I would impart His kingdom. I would impart His fire. I would impart His glory. And I would impart His righteousness. And there were other things in that I had not remembered that He told me that I was going to impart. I remembered 10 things. And when I sent it to Africa, I just went through those 10 things very fast. And holy laughter and the joy of the Lord. I never said the joy because I only remembered holy laughter, but He said I would impart the joy of the Lord. I would impart His word. I would impart. And these things He told me. The one thing that He told me that I was going to do is I was going to have His voice in my ear. And that I was going to hear that, I was going to obey that, and He said, you will impart with your voice. And I saw some of these things happening in Africa when I went into a venue and I only had an hour's time. And I'd go into a school where there's kids and there was twice as many as this building would hold of these kids. And they were all assembled. And I was only given an hour because they are still in school, and it is a public school. It is not a church school. So for them to allow me to come and minister to these kids, you know, of many ages, because they take me from school to school, so I have the little ones and I have the old ones. And I was not allowed to have the time to impart to all of these individuals. No time to do it. And so I would have to do everything with my voice. And I would stand there and say, if everyone has any sickness and any disease and any pain of any kind in your body, stand up right now. And then these kids, they had pain, they had diseases, they had sicknesses. They had problems that were physically related to them. They had pain, some of them in their legs, and some of them, you know, all kinds of things that go on in Africa. So many of them would stand up, and I would just release it with my mouth. I would just release the anointing to heal them, and then I would tell them to sit down. Everybody sit down. So they all sat down. And then I said, stand back up if you're not healed. If you're one of them that didn't get healed, stand back up. Any pain, any disease, any malady in your body at all, anything, stand up. And there would be a few. I said, I'll come to you. And I would go down and I would just touch them and they would shake their head yes, they were healed. So a few of them didn't get it from the audible voice. And then I had them all stand up and receive the Holy Spirit, because I could not impart the Holy Spirit with my hands. I couldn't do it. I wasn't allowed. Too many of them and no time. So I simply said, I'm going to call the fire of the Holy Spirit down, and every single one of you, open up your mouth, you're going to speak in an unknown tongue, language you don't know. And I released that, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and I sent my team through the school to listen, to hear if they're speaking in tongues. So I said, don't speak at all, nothing that you know. Keep your mouth shut. Only speak in tongues. So there was a lot of racket. And so I sent my team through the whole place just to listen, to see if they were speaking in tongues. Yeah, they're speaking in tongues. So I said, sit down. And so I said, anybody that has not spoken in tongues, stand up. Nobody stood up. So God did great, mighty miracles, and I had not realized that even before I went to Africa, He also told me that I am going to impart with my voice, because His voice was in me. It's the voice of many waters. It's the voice of God, and those words will not fall to the ground. So I'm going to speak and release the Holy Spirit. And if you're listening and you have not received the Holy Spirit, I'm advising you and telling you right now that you will not, the Spirit of God is not going to move your mouth and lips and tongue. Does it move your mouth and lips and tongue? Has it done? No. It doesn't move my mouth and lips and tongue. No, I have to do the speaking. They spoke. And you will do the speaking. And you can't do the speaking in tongues that the Spirit of God gives to you if you've got your mouth sealed. And if it's not audible, you're thinking, but you're not speaking. So to speak in other tongues, you must release sound. Because speaking is audible. He didn't say you're going to write in tongues. He didn't say you're going to think in other tongues. And I'm talking about speaking in an unknown language. When I first received the Holy Spirit, when I was 10 years old, and we were caring for the Holy Spirit, 2 years, it took me 2 years, from 8 years old, say, 2 full years of praying and crying. My sister and I would make an altar in a spare room in the house. It was an unfinished room, and we'd pile up, I think we had a mattress on the floor, I can't remember, but then we piled up pillows and whatever to make an altar, and we prayed. Other kids were outside in that summertime having fun, and we were in the presence of God, but I wasn't speaking in other tongues. But I wasn't complaining. Every time that we went to church, we were the first ones at the altar and the last ones to leave. It didn't matter what the other kids were doing, what my friends were doing. I didn't want to talk to them in church. I didn't want to be disturbed. I did not care what they thought. I was going to get the Holy Ghost. 2 years later, thank God I received it. And then later on, I wanted and prayed and fasted so long that the Lord lay hands on people to receive the Holy Ghost. Now I didn't realize after that very long time of fasting and praying for many, many hours at home, that he was going to also give me the gift of healing, of laying on his hands, of fire. Did you feel fire today? Yeah, the fire. You know, my hands are cold. Do I have kind of cold hands?
Yeah.
Well, if you get the fire from these cold, freezing hands, you'll know it isn't from my body. You'll know it's the fire from heaven because I always have cold hands. But then they get hot, true? Your hands get hot. And then yours get hot. And I can feel the fire, the flame going from when I have the fingers and this, I can feel the flame going from my hand radiating right from here. I can feel it. I can feel that movement. And that's the fire. So he said, not only did he give me that gift to lay hands on people to receive the Holy Ghost, people that wanted it and people that didn't. That's true. Your daughter came here and I said, you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? And she said, no. And she was here early, real early, just her and I. And I said, why not? She said, because it's confusing. And I said, God's not the author of confusion. So let me just lay hands on you. It's just you and me. Nobody's here. Who cares? I'm not going to, you know, intimidate you. We don't have an audience. So let me just lay hands on you and see what God's going to do. And so I laid my hands on her, and she felt the Holy Spirit. What do you feel? Oh, I don't know. You know, well, that's the Holy Spirit. Feel it. Yeah. And I said, well, speak in tongues. Open up your mouth and speak in tongues. Well, I don't know how. And I said, you're not supposed to. It's an unknown tongue, and you're not doing it, but you will speak. So you just open up your mouth. Don't speak in English. Don't speak in something you know. Just open up your mouth and let it fly. That's what I told her. Oh, she opened up her mouth, started speaking in tongues, a whole language of it. And some people only have a couple of words or two. When I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, we drove a long ways to go to church, and it was our last night that my parents were going to drive to that church and take us to church, and we didn't have all the calls in the morning, so I knew that if I was going to get the Holy Spirit, it had to be that night. So I was up there all by myself with the pastor's wife, who happened to be my aunt. She was praying for me, and my family is looking at their watch saying, we got a long ways to drive, 45-minute drive home perhaps, and school the next day. And I'm going to get the Holy Spirit. Oh, man, it's got to be tonight. The time ticked away. I suppose it was around maybe 11 p.m. that I finally received it. And I was at the altar speaking in tongues when I felt fingers on my shoulder. I had to go. You know, we couldn't stay any longer. We had to get up and go to school the next day. And I was only 10 years old. You do what your parents tell you to do, I hope. I hope we submit and surrender under their authority, whether we agree with it or not. They are our God-given authority when we're kids. We mind them. We obey them. We honor them with our obedience. We don't have to agree. We don't have to like it. But we obey. And when we obey them, and honor them, then he'll add and give us long life. That's the first commandment with promise. So he said that I would impart the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do that now. I'm going to impart the Holy Spirit for those that are listening. And if you will receive it, if you will receive it, the Holy Spirit will come. It will come upon you. You're going to feel that. But out of your innermost being will flow a river of God. You're going to feel it. Some of you will feel tingling. Some of you are going to shake. One person that I was imparting to that I believe was in Africa, and I'm in the United States, doing it over messenger call, and said, what's happening? And he was texting. He says, I'm on the floor. I'm on the floor. I can't move. And so, and another lady, I imparted to her, and she started vomiting. And this was out of country. This was in Holland. and she was vomiting, and she was being delivered. And so she didn't speak in tongues, so I called her back later, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. So first she was delivered, and the second impartation over the phone. I can't see these people. We didn't even have a video call. It was just a message, and some of them were just text messages, and people were healed through text messages, and people were delivered through text messages and filled with the Holy Spirit through just a text message because they didn't have the means to do a video. And so God does it in many ways. I imparted that. And I said, do you feel any fire on you? Yeah, well, that's the Holy Spirit. So just open up your mouth and speak in tongues. Release with sound. Release with sound. Because utterance is sound. So release with a sound from you. And move your mouth and listen in tongues. And speak in tongues. And the Barakor Ribisha. Let's all pray together. But a shaka but a kabarakan. But a shama the kabarakan. Other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance and continue to speak in tongues. Practice your tongues. Continue to speak in the name of Jesus.